On Mondays, the Business Report focuses on technology. And in this case, we'll talk about allegations of stealing technology. Last fall, the South Korean government gave an award to a Korean company for developing a new technology, but a company in Michigan says the South Koreans copied them. Usually it's consumer products like cell phones or software that get copied, but this time it is a high-tech tool used to make advanced computer chips, among other things. Robert Frederick reports from Ann Arbor.
The technology at issue is called MOS, for multi-beam optical sensor. It's an $80,000 measuring tool that uses a laser and sophisticated software to measure things that are really flat and thin, like the metallic membrane inside flat panel displays, coatings for stealth airplanes, and wafers of silicon for better, more efficient semiconductors. Companies like IBM, Siemens, and General Motors use MOS, as do researchers at Harvard, Stanford, and the University of Michigan. Darrell Barlett is founder and general manager of K-Space Associates, the Ann Arbor-based company that sells the MOS system.
Whether it's advancing the capability of a cell phone or advancing the capability of a laser diode to allow you to read digital discs more rapidly, definitely this type of technology allows you to advance the electronic or optoelectronic device that you want to develop.
Or to advance a counterfeit so that it's as good or better than the original. Barlett says he can't believe that a Korean company would copy the MOS.
It's basically like the U.S. government owns that patent.
That's because the patent holder is Sandia National Labs in New Mexico. 6 years ago, K-Space and Sandia National Labs developed the MOS together. But Sandia never sought patent protection abroad. Now K-Space's Barlett looks at the Korean website and doesn't like what he sees.
Initially on their website, the name was KSA MOS, which is our name verbatim. They've changed that over the last couple months to be MOS 780, I believe.
Also on the Korean company's website, written in both Korean and English, is the Korean government's Certificate of New Technology, valid until the year 2007.
That absolutely blows my mind. How could the Korean government not do any research on this quote-unquote new technology? All they would have to do is go on to Google and type in MOS or multi-beam optical sensor. They would see K-Space.
The Korean government may or may not have done any research, but indirectly, it did help to fund the Korean MOS system. That's because the company that now sells it is a spin-off company from Seoul National University. Associate Professor Yi Jun Yoon founded the spin-off company. He says that he had planned to buy one, just like the lab next door to his had done.
I was chosen, but the funding was cut down, so I couldn't buy it. So with the reduced amount of budget, the only way for me to do the research is to make our own.
Yoon's actions are legal as long as he doesn't try to sell his copied MOS system in the U.S. Ambassador Josette Shiner is the deputy U.S. trade representative. She says that in order to protect U.S. products within a foreign country, it is necessary to register the patent there.
So you'll see many U.S. companies, including our large companies, but also including our small companies, registering their patents and designs in many, many countries, up to 90 or 100 countries around the world.
But that's too expensive for small companies like K-Space. Barlett says they couldn't register the patent anyway because they only licensed the technology from the Sandia Lab. Ambassador Shiner did not want to address specifics because Sandia Labs never raised the case with her office. But she does say that issues surrounding intellectual property rights, or IPR, top her list of priorities with Korea.
President Ngo in Korea set up an IPR task force last year, which in part was something we strongly urged so that the coordination of crackdown on these issues could happen across the board in Korea.
But it's not just Korea that Darrell Barlett is worried about. Recently, the Korean company listed a Chinese distributor on their website, and suddenly, Barlett is concerned that he may lose sales across all of Asia and in Europe, too. Many U.S. companies have been putting pressure on the government to do something about organized international counterfeiting. Again, Ambassador Shiner.
We have a new initiative that we've announced just this fall called STOP, Strategy Targeting Organized Piracy. Our goal is to make the world a miserable place for counterfeiters that try to trade in copies of U.S. products in the international markets.
Paul Litton works with all kinds of manufacturers in his job at the U.S. Export Assistance Center in Ypsilanti, Michigan. He says U.S. companies have good reason to be concerned about copycat manufacturers in Asia and elsewhere. But, he says, it's important to realize that many companies that start out copying the works of others grow, and after a while, start filing patents of their own.
So they suddenly realize that it's in their best interest to try to get their government to promote intellectual property right norms as well, too. They're looking at intellectual property rights from an entirely different slant.
That long-term view is no comfort to small business owners, who often can't survive a bad year. Darrell Barlett of K-Space hopes to innovate his way past the competition. His new product is called the UltraMOS.
And we'll just have to wait to see how they copy that and what they name it.
For NPR News, I'm Robert Frederick in Ann Arbor, Michigan.